I'll call the meeting to order and acknowledge Commissioners Alexander, Chamberlain, Cooper Comas, Levy, McDonald, and Young on the phone. And I need a motion and second to grant a leave of absence to Commissioner Pierce, who's out of town.
Chamberlain.
So all those. Is there a motion and second?
Yes, second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Actually, Jim, we'll do a roll call.
Oh, you got to do a roll call.
Phone.
I guess that doesn't make any sense. Does
yeah,
it? Yeah, okay.
Excuse me, I just signed on.
Hi, Tom.
Okay. Good morning, Tom.
Commissioners morning. Alexander?
Aye.
Carter?
Aye.
Chamberlain?
Aye.
Cooper Comas?
Aye.
Levy?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Saruta?
Aye.
And Young?
Aye.
So that motion carries. Thanks. And Suzanne Kenny is going to present the first agenda item.
Thank you. So, good morning. We have two budget-related agenda items and three action items for your consideration this morning. One of these items reflects required changes to the current year budget to stay in compliance with state budget law. The second item requests that the Commission adopt the fiscal year 2018 budget, followed by the adoption of the ordinance to levy taxes for fiscal year 2018. So the first agenda item requests your approval of adjustments to the appropriation levels to the current fiscal year 2017 budget. State budget law requires our appropriation levels to be high enough so that we do not incur over expenditures. And as is consistent with past practice, budget appropriations are routinely reset at the end of the fiscal year. You may recall that in October of 2016, the budget approved an adjustment to the appropriation levels of the port's fiscal year 2017 budget to provide for the recruitment incentive payment to Cathay Pacific in support of their air cargo service from PDX to Hong Kong. This adjustment resulted in an increase to the port's total budget resources and requirements of $250,000. Then in November of 2016, the Commission approved a $2,250,000 adjustment to the appropriation levels to provide for a reimbursement to Mecum Air Center for demolition and site prep work associated with the development of approximately 5 acres on the north side of Airport Way for the construction and operation of large business aircraft hangars. These adjustments are shown in Exhibit A attached to the agenda item. As we approach the end of the fiscal year, we've reviewed the actual and anticipated expenditures relative to the appropriations, and we are requesting additional appropriation adjustments to the general fund, the airport revenue fund, and the airport construction fund. So we'll start first with the general fund. For the general fund, staff is requesting 4 adjustments. The first is to increase general aviation operating expenditures by $800,000. Primarily due to emergency runway repairs that are needed at Hillsborough Airport due to the rapid pavement deterioration. This emergency work provides for the temporary repair needed to extend the runway until the full depth reconstruction can occur as programmed in fiscal years 2018 and 19. Staff is also requesting increased service reimbursements of $150,000 to account for additional services provided to general aviation from PDX maintenance. And staff is requesting other environmental be increased by $8,500,000 to provide for potential accruals related to natural resources restoration. The offsetting entry for the previous adjustments is a decrease to contingency of $9,450,000. For the Airport Revenue Fund, staff is requesting 3 adjustments. The first is to increase operating expenditures by $2 million as a result of the snow and ice removal activity at PDX this past winter. The second is to increase systems development charges and other by $850,000 to reflect a non-cash working capital impact of the Atlantic Aviation Rent Credit in recognition of their demolition and site prep work that's been completed in conjunction with their facility expansion. The offsetting entry for those previous adjustments is a decrease in contingency of $2,850,000. And finally, for the Airport Construction Fund, staff is requesting an increase in the capital outlay of $10 million as a result of timing and potential year-end accruals for PDX terminal projects, including the Concourse D heating, ventilating, and air conditioning system, the Terminal Concessions Redevelopment Program, and the Access Control Project. And the resulting entry for this adjustment is a decreased contingency by $10 million. So the schedule, the detailed schedule of the appropriations and explanation of these changes are attached to the exhibit as, or attached to the agenda item as exhibits A and B. The total budget for our fiscal year 16-17 after these adjustments is $1,114,604,223. At this point, staff requests approval of the executive director's recommendation.
So are there any questions or comments? Thanks, Suzanne. Is there a motion and second for approval of this resolution?
I move.
Second.
And Pam, you want to take another roll call vote?
Yes. Commissioners Alexander?
Aye.
Carter?
Approve.
Chamberlain?
Aye.
Kuprokomis?
Aye.
Levy?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Saruta?
Aye.
And Young? Commissioner Young?
Excuse me, aye.
Okay.
So that motion carries. Thanks. Suzanne, you're going to do the final agenda.
Right. So the second agenda item then requests that the commission adopt the fiscal year 2018 budget and the ordinance 462T levying property taxes in the Tri-County Port District. So we reviewed the budget with commission in April and May and with the TSCC in June. The TSCC has certified the port's budget with no objections. However, there are a few changes to the amounts in the budget that is submitted to you today for approval as compared to what was reviewed in May with commission and in June with the TSCC. Those changes are in the general fund, the airport revenue fund, and the construction fund. These changes are within the limits of the Oregon Revised Statutes and are detailed in Exhibit C and D attached to this agenda item. And these changes represent an increase of $3,973,525 from the budget that was approved by Commission in May. And we'll go through the four items that are driving these changes. The first is increase operating revenues in the general fund by $4,582,572 as a result of revised Troutdale Reynolds Industrial Park land sale projections. And the second item is to increase operating expenditures by $662,770, which is comprised of primarily of two changes. The first is an increase of $302,770 in the administration area, which is really cost shifting from fiscal year 17 to fiscal year 18 for the disparity study, which will examine the port's utilization of businesses in our region and determine if there's a disparity between the availability of minority and women-owned firms by the port. The remaining balance of the operating increase is $360,000, and that is in commercial aviation, again, due to the timing of air service development marketing expenses shifting from fiscal year 17 to fiscal year 18. A third item is to increase other expenditures by $600,000, and that is to account for the fiscal year 18 portion of the non-cash working capital impact of Atlantic Aviation's rent credit. And finally, contingency has been increased by $3,352,906, resulting from the net impact of the changes noted above, but primarily due to the revised trip land sale projections. So the total budget for fiscal year 17-18 is $1,713,006,460. And at this point, staff requests approval of the executive director's recommendation to adopt the fiscal year 2017-18 budget and enact ordinance 462T.
So is there a question or comment on this particular recommendation? And hearing none, is there a motion and second for approval of the recommendations and adoption of the 2017-18 budget?
I move to approve.
Second.
Tam, you want to take another roll call vote?
Yes. Commissioners Alexander?
Aye.
Carter?
Aye.
Chamberlain?
Aye.
Kuprokomis?
Aye.
Levy?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Saruta?
Aye.
And Young?
Aye.
So that motion carries. Thanks. And Suzanne, I need you to read the ordinance 462-T just by title.
Okay, I will do that. So ordinance number 462-T of the Port of Portland, an ordinance levying taxes to be collected in the fiscal year July 1st, 2017 to June 30th, 2018 upon the taxable property within the boundaries of the Port of Portland.
And is there a motion and second for enactment of the ordinance 462-T?
So moved. Second.
And Pam, you want to do another roll call vote?
Commissioners Alexander?
Aye.
Carter?
Aye.
Chamberlain?
Aye.
Kuprokomis?
Aye.
Levy?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Saruta?
Aye.
And Young?
Aye.
So the motion carries. And is there any other business, Pam, or anyone else that needs to be addressed here in this call today?
Nothing.
Okay, so we'll adjourn this meeting. Thanks, everybody, for being available, and we'll see you soon.